Defeated Haitian presidential candidate Louis Dejoie says he will not serve in a Father Aristide government that includes his main opposition rival.
As far as we're concerned, there is no way that I would have participated in any government with Mr. Bazin into the new government.
And if Father Aristides does become the new president, then the Vatican might strip him of his title of priest. And Prime Minister Maria Liberia Peters of Curaçao strongly urges the enlargement of CARICOM. This is BBC Caribbean Report, and I'm Soraya Patrick. It looks certain that Father Jean-Bertrand Aristide will become Haiti's new president when all of the ballots are counted and the official winner of Sunday's presidential elections is finally announced. Of the ballots counted so far, Father Aristide is reported to have gotten the lion's share with 65%. A few moments ago, I spoke to Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince, asking him for an update on the elections.
Well, there are no official results, even though Canada, France, and indirectly the United States have all congratulated the new president of Haiti. The results are unofficial. Our conviction comes from poll watchers across the country, and those results have been tabulated. But officially, only about somewhat more than 10% of the votes have been tallied, and that gives about 65% of the vote to Aristide, 12% to Marc Bazin, the first runner-up, and the second runner-up about 9% to Louis Dejoie, and 4% to the third runner-up, Silvio Claude. The results will probably not be known for another a few more days, probably the end of the week, maybe even Monday, because they're very slow coming in from the countryside.